What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Well, we were excited about closing the gap, both in the American League, in the division, in the wild card, but...
Lima no like.
Disastrous. Three games against Atlanta in which... You got outscored.
Lima no like.
17-5 against the Braves. And not only that.
Lima like. No,
no, no like. I don't know why
Lima
I put my
doesn't
thumb
like this stuff.
I don't
guys.
Like. Just
it's
assume
bad.
It's a no like. Three for a loop there. The Yankees, they end up sweeping the Cardinals. And so not only do you lose ground in the divisions, 8.5, you lose ground in the wild card. You really, really had an unfortunate swing there at an inopportune time. You know, you look at the standings and just overall the record, like the Braves, you felt good just because the Braves have been in disarray. They're starting rotation. They've got like none of the guys they started the season with. But their lineup is still legitimate, and you picked a really, really bad weekend, especially in front of great crowds, Owen, right? It was a great crowd.
Yeah, Friday was crazy. Ken was there, too.
Was there, yep. Yep, good time.
And then I was there Sunday, but Saturday was apparently a near sellout or a sellout. Sunday was still... I mean, we walked in late, and the lines were still out to East 9th from the center field gate. So,
yeah, you said you reflexively said, "Oh, it was great." You're like, you had a good time, but
I mean, they lost 2-0, and it was 1-0 through much of the game. There was a couple of nice plays though defensively.
I think they had two hits on Friday night. That was really tough.
Both by Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
Well, Kwan, I guess if there was one thing,
I'm alive.
Kwan came out of his streak because he was below like
until
he was around 270.
Owen no likes, they had him bunt and then said it was his call.
Well, we were going to get to that. And we don't do a lot of nitty-gritty baseball breakdown, especially on Lima Lights.
With you.
But it did seem like Vogt said, you know, I trust Stephen Kwan. Is there a time, though, you got 39 games left. Does Skip need to be calling the shots on something like this? Are you still trusting Kwan to lay down a bunt at a time like that?
I think you got to talk to him and go, hey, there's no outs and we're down by one. Let's go ahead and pop one out to the outfield and see if we can score it that way.
No one likes, I agree. But no one likes bunting. So how could anybody disagree?
David Fry likes bunting because he's good at it.
Okay, one guy in the history of the last 10 years likes bunting, except for Terry Francona.
He also hit one of the biggest home runs for us in playoffs.
Yes, but, I mean, you're saying a guy likes to bunt, but he also hit home runs. It's like, well, just try to go hit a home run then.
Just do that.
Yeah, I think everybody feels that way.
It looks cooler, too.
It's hard to argue to bunt. It's a tough argument. That's why Stephen Kwan probably just had to go out and do it and apologize for it later.
Yeah, especially these days. It's really unfortunate because they walk in the top of the eighth yesterday, at the bottom of the eighth. You know, you feel like, all right, can we seize one? We've already given up the lead, but can we salvage one game out of this? Can we move the runners? And you couldn't get anything done.
And then they brought David Fry in to pitch hit for C.J. Cephas when Nolan Jones was next in the lineup.
Oh. By the way, C.J. Cephas had a great play on Friday night in his corner. Some may call it the Cephas corner.
The Cephas corner.
Yes.
Yes.
It was great.
Boy, Manzardo in the field.
Yeah, I'm good with that, too.
I know it was a rough throw, and he was stretching.
I'm not backing off my playoff prediction, but guys, you got to do something for me there.
Does he have to do a lot of yoga? Do we need, going into next year, what kind of development would you like to see?
Get DDP in here as the fielding coach. I don't care.
Hey, Guardians have, they've had guys improve.
Yeah, they have. Do you need him for his? Do you need him, though, for his offense or for his defense? I think we want him for his offense. No one's made an argument for his defense.
The only problem is you do have to get, like yesterday was a Jose DH day, and he's going to have those DH days. And Schneeman played third very well, but.
They had Matt Olson on the Atlanta Braves, who's one of the brights. I mean, he hits a lot of home runs. And I want to tell you just how good baseball players are. So, you know, they got the huge-ass net, right? And he threw it from first base after they got done warming up. Matt Olson threw this ball to mezzanine to a guy in an Acuna jersey. I mean, I could not believe. I, for whatever reason, I'm sitting there watching the whole thing. And I go, he threw it, and the guy in the Acuna jersey was like, "Yeah, thanks." I go, "Oh my god,
is that better than
you have a sea of people there? You threw it over the net to mezzanine to the guy with the Acuna
was
jersey.
Was it more impressive than the Bauer throw, where he threw the ball out of the?
That's true.
Into the bleachers.
4:30 into the fountains in Kansas City.
It was not more impressive than that, just because of the reaction after.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Afterwards, because I don't know. Terry Francona
and say, what the bleep are you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, he's walking out the mat also go, what the bleep is wrong with you?
Now, Owen, I know you were, would have been great. Owen, I know you were there on Friday as well.
Yes.
What did you think of the streaker? Do you have a stance on streakers? We know the networks don't like to show streakers.
I thought, hey, let's. It was fine. He was slow in his movements, and then he had a little fight back.
He started
once
fighting
he got,
the cops yeah. after he got arrested. And going, what are you doing? You're just making it worse.
My youngest son was also at the game. We weren't setting with him at the time. He was with some friends, and then I saw him later, and he was like, "How cool was that?" So
he had a streaker.
He had his phone with him. I took a picture of him and I go, I can't post it. I don't want to encourage the streaking.
See,
I didn't want to do it.
Is it bad? I kind of do want to encourage it.
I've seen a couple streakers there. I've told it before, but quickly, I used to work there, right? And the best one, guy came out by the first base dugout, full run, 1 foot, planted a foot into the outfield wall like he was Bo Jackson, up and over, up the stands and out the center field gate. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Holy cow.
Yeah, when you see great athleticism, yeah.
This is the thing. When you say you don't want to encourage them, I do.
I don't.
I think they're amazing because...
I don't, because bases were loaded, and it was a 3-1 count, yes. And we ended up walking in a run right after. We were waiting around for 5 minutes while some guy makes an ass of himself.
That's up to them, but the best is not only do you get to see the ridiculousness of a streaker, because you go to a baseball game, you know, you don't get to go to all the baseball games. You get to see something crazy, but you also get to see him tackled by the cops.
Yeah, maybe just wait.
Which I think is the best part, and the crowd loses their minds when they see that.
They treat it like a WWE thing where if you jumped into the ring and everybody just jumps you, that would have been better. Our guys are wearing metal spikes.
He had his phone out, so I'm sure he's a content creator. I don't know if it's going to pay his fine or his court costs or whatever. I'm sure he spent the night in jail. But he was out there, and I'm thinking, why didn't you come out when it's like an 0-1 count at the top of the inning?
Time.
Why did you have to do it then?
Or are they not a fan of the team?
Well, it was very clear. Did you see where he came out at it? That area, usually pretty heavily secured, and it must have not been secured at that point.
Uh-oh.
And there were security standing there right after that, and you could see them both looking at each other like Spider-Man Mimu.
Uh-oh.
Like, who was in charge of that?
Oh. All right. It was a crazy Friday night, Saturday night, really all weekend in Cleveland because you had so much going on. But the headline from Cleveland Magazine is Cleveland God's Country. And it's a Morgan Wallen concert review. He had Kid Rock on Friday night. Miles Garrett. Oh, I think we had first here on Friday. We had the story first thanks to some really, really intrepid sources. What'd you think overall of Kid Rock and Miles Garrett, the two that came out, because we pondered that all week?
I don't know why he had to pick. I got to do the Tony Romo thing. Does he think Detroit and Cleveland are the same city? Does he think they play in the same stadium?
Maybe he thought the same sensibilities, Detroit and Cleveland.
Why would you bring Kid Rock out in Cleveland? You would bring Kid Rock out in Detroit.
What do we share with Detroit? We used to share the barge.
We don't share that anymore.
Dan Gilbert.
Okay, that's one.
JB
Bickerstaff. That's technically two. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you're stretching already.
Rocket financing.
No, there was nobody else out in the area that could have done it. Like, you couldn't have brought anybody else out. I just felt like he was one for two.
You think we got gypped?
A little bit. Oh, plus there were... I want to know what was the flight path, because I did have friends. Again, I don't know anything this guy sings, but I had a lot of friends on Facebook who were upset between... Who was the guy who opened up for him? The opening act... They were upset by how long it took.
It was two women on Friday. It was
okay. The Dixie Chicks? Thomas,
no.
Oh.
They're not called that anymore. They're just called the Chicks. Thank you.
It was Miranda Lambert, and I don't remember what the... Ella Langley, I believe,
is
the
other one. I know who that one is. But between the opener and when he went on, they said it was a long amount of time. And I go,
oh, boy.
Yeah, probably because the flight was still in the air. To get him here, and you guys want him to...
Saturday?
Hey. We all of a sudden want to say 60 miles an hour is 60 miles an hour. So guess what? 10-2
and 60
miles an hour.
We did not want Miles speeding.
I just want to say, Miles, if you really wanted to be enduring, right, endearing,
yeah,
get on that rapid, man.
Yeah,
take
be one of us.
Red line up to Terminal Tower and then, is it the blue line?
I don't know which one.
Green line, I don't remember which one.
I think Joe Thomas was in the green room.
Good for Joe. Wall.
Wow.
Why did he get to walk out?
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, why didn't Joe walk out?
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing. Why wouldn't Joe walked out too?
I have to send a text over there. That's it for Lima Likes. Amazing golf over the weekend too. Didn't get to it. Maybe later in the show.
Great.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.